Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yandan with Evening News. The headlines. PDA's consensus candidate, Dr. Chimben Muri, and Congress candidate, S. Supung Meran Jameer, file nomination papers for Nagaland's lone Lok Sabha seat. Election Commission issues advisory to chief electoral officers of all states, UTs, in view of heat wave. First phase training for polling officials for the upcoming 18th Lok Sabha election commences in Nagaland. An inter-district government higher secondary and high school tournament 2024 kicks off at Merima Ground in Kohima. Now the news in detail. People's Democratic Alliance, PETA, consensus candidate Dr. Chimben Muri today filed his nomination papers for the upcoming election to the lone Lok Sabha seat from Nagaland. Dr. Muri filed his nomination at the Office of Returning Officer at Commissioner's Office, Kohima. He was accompanied by BJP Legislature Party Leader Y. Budden and other legislators including Hekani Jakalu Kense, Tongbang Ozukam, Y. Mumbemo and a host of other party officials from the PETA Alliance. Speaking to media persons, Dr. Muri expressed optimism to emerge victorious with full majority through the support of all the 60 MLAs in the state. Replying to queries about his visions, if elected, he said there are so many issues that he will have to take up with the voice of the legislators as well as the people, particularly Naga political issue, besides other issues that the state is facing. Further, he hoped the election would be a friendly contest among the three candidates. Congress candidate S. Supung Meran Jameer today filed his nomination papers at the office of the returning officer at the Commissioner's Office, Kohima, after the ticket distribution ceremony held at the Congress Bhavan, Kohima. Replying to queries on the prospect of his candidature, Jameer exuded hope the people of Nagaland would vote in favour of the Congress party. Given the context of the present scenario, he expressed hope that people will come forward and vote for the Congress party. Earlier, speaking at a ticket distribution ceremony, the senior Congress leader accused the ruling government at the centre, stating that minorities are being targeted across the country. He alleged that minorities are under threat from dominant force. In this regard, he asserted the need to make a conscious decision and take a bold step for the future. He appealed to all the Nagas to prayerfully cast their votes as the state goes to polls on April 19, 2024. He urged the people of the state to fight together against the corrupt NDPP-BJP government for the betterment of Nagaland. He questioned the seriousness of the government on issues like the Naga political issue and the demand of Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, which have not been resolved till now. Further, Jameer highlighted various guarantees that the Congress party would provide for the youth, women and the citizens. So far, a total of three candidates have filed the nominations for the ensuing Lok Sabha elections in Nagaland. The filing of nomination for the first phase of election ends tomorrow. The Election Commission has issued advisory to chief electoral officers of all the states and union territories in view of heat wave. It said India Meteorological Department has indicated the probability of above normal temperatures during the forthcoming summer season, which may translate into stronger and longer spells of heat wave, especially during March to June this year. The Commissioner has shared a copy of do's and don'ts issued by National Disaster Management Authority regarding minimization of heat wave impact. In the advisory of NDMA, it has advised people to avoid going out in the sun, especially between 12 noon and 3 p.m., to minimize the impact during the heat wave. It is also advised to drink sufficient water and avoid stale food. The Commission has asked chief electoral officers to ensure minimum basic facilities, including drinking water and shade at the polling stations. The first phase of training for polling officials for the upcoming 18th Lok Sabha election commenced today in various districts of Nagaland. In Peck, the first phase training was conducted for presiding officers and polling personnel at Government Higher Secondary School, Peck. The master trainers instructed the polling personnel to fully understand the rules laid down by Election Commission of India. The training highlighted roles and duties each presiding officers and polling officers should perform in a polling booth station. usage of EVM and VVPAT, setting up of polling station, arrangement of voting compartment for voters, conduct of mock poll, and providing facilities for the senior citizens and disabled voters were also demonstrated. JMNU conducted the first phase of training for polling personnel at PHSS Auditorium Hall. The district-level master trainers and assembly-level master trainers for JMNU District imparted training to the polling personnel. Meanwhile, training for polling officials also commenced today in Wokha, Peren, Kifre and Twensang. This news comes to you from Akashvani Gohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Twensang Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer S. Dependent Kitan has issued an order directing all heads of office under Twensang District to remain in station for the smooth conduct of election. It said that no head of office is to leave the station without the knowledge of DC and DEO Twensang. The order said that no outstation leave shall be granted except under emergency situation or official duty. Further, it said that appropriate action shall be initiated as per the relevant section of the law against absentees. Chumukedima District Administration has informed that the bending bills for pickup category of vehicles utilized during the Nagaland Legislative Assembly 2023 under District Election Officer Chumukedima is being released from today and will continue till tomorrow. All the vehicle owners or drivers have been asked to produce the requisition order along with a duty ID in original at the time of collection during office hour at the office of the Deputy Commissioner, Chumukedima. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India supports the Philippines in upholding its national sovereignty. He said this while briefing the media along with his Philippine counterpart Enrique Manalo in Manila today. He said every country has the right to uphold and enforce its national sovereignty. The statement came amid Philippines' maritime dispute with China in the South China Sea. Dr. Jaishankar asserted that India is strongly supportive of ASEAN's centrality, cohesion and unity. He said India is also convinced that the progress and prosperity of this region is best served by the staunch adherence to a rule-based order. The External Affairs Minister said UNCLOS 1982 is particularly important in that regard as the constitution of the seas. He said all parties must adhere to it in its entirety, both in letter and in spirit. Dr. Jaishankar said, as the world changes, it is essential that India and the Philippines cooperate more closely to shape the emerging model. And in sports, Inter-District Government Higher Secondary School and Government High School Tournament 2024 kicked off today at Merima Ground in Kohima, with School Education Director Vontung Tsopoy as the chief guest. Addressing the inaugural function, the chief guest emphasized on the essence of education as per UNESCO definition, focusing on learning to coexist harmoniously as humans, particularly in the context of Nagaland. He underscored the significance of instilling this ethos through sports, promoting mutual respect and collective appreciation. Highlighting the importance of education through sports, Tsopoy said that due to lack of resources and little support, many young talents are being left out. He urged the parents and the physical teachers to encourage and motivate the latent sporting talent in children to unlock their talents. Tsopoy urged the participants to embody discipline and sportsmanship throughout the two-day event. The event is funded by Samakra Shiksha Nagaland. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. PDA's consensus candidate, Dr. Chimben Muri, and Congress candidate, S. Supung Meren Jamil, file nomination papers for Nagaland's lone Lok Sabha seat. Election Commission issues advisory to chief electoral officers of all states, UTs, in view of heat wave. First phase training for polling officials for the upcoming 18th Lok Sabha election commences in Nagaland. An inter-district government higher secondary and high school tournament 2024 kicks off at Mirama Ground in Kohima. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.